you fellas have a song that can be a campaign song. And I say, what are you running for? And he says, the presidency? I say, we sure have the title. High hopes. We have the title. Can that be a campaign song? Only if you want it to be. Okay. We're back in the same room where we wrote the song. And the word Kennedy doesn't fit in that architecture. Da-da-da-da, Jack Kennedy. Doesn't fit. And now Van Heusen looks at me and says, okay, big mouth, how are we going to solve this one? And I look at him. He looks at me. I finally say, you know, there's always a way. Again, you see, I've relaxed to the conclusion. There's a way. There's no way there isn't a way. And after a little while of staring, I said to him, supposing we spell it. He says, spell it? I said, yeah. Remember, H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N spells Harrigan. He said, we're trying to elect Kennedy. I know who we're trying to elect. And this is the miracle. When I wrote just what makes a little old ant think he'll move a rubber tree plant, I could not have known. K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Jack's the nation's favorite guy. Everyone wants to back Jack. Jack is on the right track, and he's got... That's the fun, and that's the joy. I just write for the pleasure of writing.
K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Jack's the nation's favorite guy.
Everyone wants to back Jack. Jack is on the right track, 'cause he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. 1960's the year for his high hopes. Come on and vote for Kennedy. Vote for Kennedy.
Keep America strong.
The Saturday Light Brigade in there.
Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned. So look around.
Sammy Kahn reflecting on his song.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes. When he time you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree. Oops, there goes another rubber tree. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned. That wall could fall. Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in the dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting the dam, 'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky hopes. So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt. Oops, there goes.
Congratulations again if you came up with Sammy Kahn. another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up next hour.
Problems are just a toy balloon. They'll be bursted soon.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Holly and Oakland's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday morning at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, WSAJFM, Grove City, WCUCFM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Now it's time for a story from the WQED Writers Contest. This is Hazel, and her story is called Sunshine Bakery.
Hi, my name is Hazel. I'm 9 years old, and I live in Bethel Park. The name of my story is called Sunshine Bakery. When I grow up, I want to be a baker. When I am working, I will have my head in the cotton candy clouds dreaming up new recipes. I can make easy as a piece of cake a real thing. My bakery will be named Sunshine Bakery, and its home will be downtown Pittsburgh. I will be famous for my pastries and bread. My pastries will literally be as sweet as pie. Maybe I can even be on Gordon Ramsay's cooking show. Even though it will be hard, I'll try as best as I can. If it doesn't happen, I'll still be a baker. My bakery will smell like fresh cherry pies. It will have dark oak wood floors and bright pink wallpaper. I will have all the pastries lined up in a glass case with a shiny blue base. It will have old school round tables that look like cinnamon buns spread all around. The floor will look as sweet as chocolate bars. On Halloween, I will sell orange pumpkin face cookies. On Easter, I will sell white and brown chocolate bunnies. On Valentine's Day, I will sell boxes of sweet candy hearts. I will sell Christmas tree cookies on Christmas, of course. They will be decorated with lots of sprinkles and icing. Whenever we are closed, I will be working hard with my head in the cotton candy clouds once more, thinking of new, better, and even yummier treats. My shop will be known all over the world. It is always bright and shiny. Hence the name Sunshine Bakery.
Hazel, your business plan sounds good. We'll have another story coming up at 10 o'clock called Teddy in Space. Written by kindergartner Teddy. SLB proud to collaborate on the WQED Writers Contest.
Shoes.
sister has one dress. Plainly marked Purina V. Is my pop in there? Is my pop in there? If my pop's in there, oh, won't you tell him to come home? Oh, won't you tell him to come home? Oh, won't you tell him to come home?
That's Louis Jordan at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our crossword puzzle of the air is coming up in just a few moments. Stick around for that. We're also going to talk about Millvale Pride Fest this hour. And in about half an hour, our High Clue gives you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
I had a couple very nice things happen to me this week that involve you. One was I was sitting having coffee in a garden in Manchester with my friend Voss and one other person, about 12 feet away or so, stopped up and said, "I'm sorry, but are you Larry?" And I said, "I am." And he said, "I listen to you all the time and enjoy hearing SLB." And it's always nice to hear things like that. And Bill, who lives in Brighton Heights, thank you for saying hello. And also, I had an email through our instant input part of our website at slbradio.org/radio from a person who said, "You came into our class and made a recording with us a long time ago, and I was just wondering if you might have a copy of that." And she left her name, Adesia Moore. And her email said, "You guys had come to my school when I was younger, Pittsburgh Stevens, and I was wondering if you still had the What Makes Me Angry tapes." And we did, and we sent them to her. She is now 23 years old and has a daughter who is 3. We made those recordings with her when she was in fourth grade back in 2009. It's nice when that happens, isn't it? This week we're looking for an 8-letter word, our crossword puzzle of the air. 8 letters. And the clue is compassionate. Compassionate. The 3rd letter is R, and the 6th letter is F. F as in fine. 412-200-5975, if you would like to take a guess. 412-200-5975, or 1-888-752-7234. Again, it's an 8-letter word. The clue is compassionate. The 3rd letter is R, and the 6th letter is F. 412-200-5975. Good luck. This is Steve Earle
from his album Jerry Jeff.
I makes my number, don't make me. That's the way I am, it's plain to see. Get right with yourself. Can't put you on a shelf. Living that living is plain enough. Ain't a dollar in oil, I'll make my change my stuff. Now I met a lot of men who told me when I finally make it, it's me. Gonna live like kings, gonna try everything, gonna flatter pretty women. If they know how to do it, why don't they get to a set of waiting on their lives? Cause life is only doing what you think is worth a sure instead of waiting all the time. Well, I miss money, but it don't make me. That's the way I am, and it's plain to see. You get it right with yourself. Can't put you on a shelf. So living, let living, it's plain enough. I ain't a dollar in the world, I made me change my stuff. If you find yourself waiting and you know you're hesitating, get your butt off the ground. Ain't your money or your honey, and you know it's kind of funny when it's all boiled down. If you wanna be the man, you certainly can. Just do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Clothes will make a man, money won't help you stand. Any truer than you do it. I miss money, but it don't make me. That's the way I am, and it's plain to see. You get right with yourself. Can't put you on a shelf. It's living, let living, it's plain enough. Ain't a dollar in the world, make me change my stuff. That's the way I am, it's plain to see. You get it right with yourself. Can't put you on a shelf. It's living, let living, it's plain enough. Ain't a dollar in the world, I'm in between my stuff.
That's new to our library, Little Sammy Davis and Somebody's Fool. And before that, you had a chance to hear Steve
Earl with I Makes Money, Money Don't Make Me, from his tribute to Jerry Jeff Walker, the album called Jerry Jeff. Are you having trouble with our crossword puzzle of the air? We don't have a correct answer yet. The clue is compassionate. Eight letters. I'm going to give you another letter right now that we know the third letter is R. I'm going to tell you that the fourth letter is C. And the sixth letter is F. So we have blank, blank, RC, blank, F, blank, blank. The clue is compassionate. Again, the third letter is R, the fourth letter is C. And letter six is F. Do you know it? 412-200-5975. I'll give you another letter in 1 minute. Seems tough. At least we're not doing Radio Sudoku. That from the list of SLB games that didn't quite make it. Here's another letter. The first letter is M. The clue is compassionate. And we have M blank R C blank F blank blank. 412-200-5975. Jim in Crafton Heights just got it before that last clue. Well, that last letter seemed to help a little bit, John and Addie. And East Deer came up with it, so did Don in Bethel Park. And Tommy in Virginia, along with Linda and Jim. And Angie just got it too in Mars. And hello to Tim Wolfson. So nice to have you here along with us. Bonnie just got the correct answer, too. We were looking for the word merciful. M-E-R-C-I-F-U-L. Merciful. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with merciful. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge is coming up with our high clue about 15 minutes away. Well, Millvale is the site of pride. Millvale, lots of area businesses taking part in this event. Pride Millvale will be celebrated today from noon until 8 o'clock. And we have Cass and Christy here with us today. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
Hi. I'm glad we have both of you here with us today. And tell us a little bit about how are you involved with Pride Millvale, each of you?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning. My name's Cass Ruska, they, them. I'm one of the co-organizers of the event today.
And I'm Christy Ruska. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm also one of the co-organizers. We took this on together this year.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. How many years has it been for Pride Millvale?
You may be surprised to know this is only our second annual event.
I actually thought it was either the first or second, and I wasn't sure. I knew it was a fairly young event, and I'm happy to hear that. Tell me a little bit about what folks can expect. Millvale has really started to get more and more of a vibe as a community that celebrates diversity, inclusion, and arts and food, and you've got a lot of folks participating today, I know.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really proud of our borough. There's been a lot of good things happening in this area for a really long time, and so many people are becoming exposed to it, which just makes us more and more excited to host an event like today. So there's over 50 participating Millvale businesses, so as you walk around the borough, you'll be able to see Progress Pride flags hanging all around the town from those participating businesses. And then we also involve some local organizations to share resources and vendors who have handmade goods and confections. There's over 50 of those as well joining us today.
I'm looking at the map, and it is amazing how much life is going to be there. In fact, it'll be so busy today, you might want to bike or walk or carpool or use some sort of ride app rather than driving there, because it's expected to be a pretty big crowd today. What are some of the highlights? I know it's hard to single any out, but are there any events you're looking forward to?
Yeah, so we have live entertainment in Bat Park, which is at the corner of Grant Avenue and North Avenue. We have live entertainment from 1 o'clock until 8 o'clock today. At 1 o'clock, we have a drag show that focuses primarily on drag kings and non-binary performers. And then at 7 o'clock, we have a whole drag show of drag queens throughout the city. So that's something that folks are really excited for. And then we also are doing something this year to kind of get folks around town. We have four info tables throughout our town, and if you visit all four info tables and get your brochure hole punched, you get a discount on buying a t-shirt this year. So we're just trying to spread the crowd around the event.
Oh, excellent. Well, the website is simply pridemillvale.org, pridemillvale.org, and there's a map of the restaurants and businesses, the schedule for entertainment is there as well. And it really looks like it's going to be a great day for you. It's really grown as I see it. And it's I'm looking at the various spots that are participating, and you couldn't ask for, you know, a more varied and exciting type of way to take on the day today. So I hope things go well. It's got to be a very busy day for both of you. Anything else you'd like to add in the time we have?
Yeah, I think the other thing that we're most proud of about this event is that it truly is a community celebration. So we'd like to make sure that everyone's aware this is a family-friendly, you know, youth centric, community focused event. We work really hard to highlight all of the safe faces and safe spaces that we have here in Millvale, and really just looking forward to make this an enjoyable day for everybody who decides to join.
Excellent. And again, PrideMillvale.org is the place to go. And Cass, thank you. I should ask Chris, anything you wanted to mention as well?
No, that's about it. Thank you so much for sharing our information today.
You bet. And happy Pride. I hope things go well today for you. That's PrideMillvale.org for additional information. The Saturday Light Brigade, we had a request for this.
Oh, I have a little daughter, and my daughter's name is Kate, and she's every bit mischievous as a kitten on a skate. With the bandage on her forehead and the bruises on her knees, you would swear she'd fought with buccaneers upon the seven seas. Or it's up the stairs and down the stairs and in the room and out, like a miniature tornado, she can blow the house about. Take a danger with the devil in the twinkling of her eye, and that's my Katie, little lady, and I love her. Oh, you might believe in miracles, you might believe in saints, but you never believe my Katie when she's playing with her paints. For there's red upon the window and there's green upon her face, in her hair and in her eyes, but on the paper not a trace. When she's in a room and quiet and there comes a bit of calm, you develop the sensation that you're sitting on a bomb. Take an angel with the devil in the twinkling of her eye, and that's my Katie, little lady, and I love her. My Katie loves a game, you know, 30 times a week. I find myself from Goodman to a game of hide and seek. So I find myself in closets on the beds, I quietly creep. And I wait for 30 minutes till my brain is gone to sleep. Yes, I sit there in the closet and it seems like half a day, till I find a friend has come to call and Kate's gone out to play. Take an angel with the devil in the twinkling of her eye, that's my Katie, little lady, and I love her. And you might have heard of daddies who dote upon the girls, who get wrapped around their fingers by the tossing of the curls, who respond to hugs and kisses still and nothing they wouldn't do. Don't you ever believe a word of it, it simply isn't true. For I'd only jump the moon for her, I'd only jump the sea for the hugs I get to give her and the kiss she gives to me. Take an angel with the devil in the twinkling of her eye, that's my Katie, little lady, and I love her. Take an angel with the devil in the twinkling of her eye, that's my Katie, little lady, and I love her.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and if you lug a flea into a cloud, I can't understand. I get misty just to hold in your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Oh, it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the minute you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you on my own. Would I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing where I put from my lip, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love. Say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you on my own. Would I flounder through this wonderland alone, never knowing where I put from my lip, my hat from my glove? It's too risky and too much in love.
Homer! and Jethro at the Saturday Light Brigade, and Tom Paxton with Katie, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now, Listen by Phone. It's kind of cool. You just call 515-605-9542. Tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other online aggregation apps, and directly, right from the tap at slbradio.org/radio.
I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. I don't want to get rough. That your gal tied to your side, she flags my train, I'm gonna let her ride. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff. My stuff. I'm a wild papa from Polecat Hollow. I don't want to get rough. I had a little girl, she was leaning low. I used to go to see her, but I don't no more. I'm a ding dong daddy from Dumas Bay. You ought to see me do my stuff.
Robert Earl Keen and Ray Benson. Representing Asleep at the Wheel. Actually, along with Sleep at the Wheel, Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pair.com. That's PAIR.com.
Well, now it's time for this morning's High Clue Puzzle. Are you ready for today's High Clue? Seventeen syllables, all leading to one answer. See if you can come up with it. I'm starting to feel like Bullwinkle when he would go to the corner to read poetry. Do you remember that? Now it's time for today's High Clue. Here it is. Ricky, are you auditing it? Is it okay? Okay, Ricky checks my 17 syllables. A vertical turn with arms and legs extended that starts with your hands. A vertical turn with arms and legs extended that starts with your hands. That is our High Clue for this morning. It'll be up on Facebook in a second. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck. A vertical turn with arms and legs extended that starts with your hands. That's our High Clue. We'll have the answer coming up. You can earn yourself a Saturday Light Brigade charge by texting or calling us or emailing us with your guess, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. Good luck with today's puzzle. Hearing Tom Paxton a moment ago made me think of this Tom Paxton song done with Pittsburgh's Buffalo Rose.
Again, the morning creeps across your shoulders. Through the frosted window pane, the sun grows bolder. Your hair flows down your pillow, you're still sleeping. Think I'll wake you now and hold you, tell you again the things I told you. Behold, I give you the morning, I give you the day. Through the waving curtain wall, the sun is streaming. Behind your flickering eyelids, you're still dreaming. You're dreaming of the good times and you're smiling. Think I'll wake you now and hold you, tell you again the things I told you.
Behold, I give you the morning.
cheek ballroom fan, your eyelids flutter. Sunlight streams across your eye through open shutter.
Now I think you're ready for the journey. I think I'll wake you now and hold you. Take in the things I told you. Behold, I give you the morning.
Tried to be the father my father never was. I made a list of all his faults to swear an oath upon. A promise I'd do better and right his every wrong. Denying all along, I am my father's son. I tried to be the father my father thought he was. A wise man and a prophet, a martyr for his blood. But I wear my imperfections like cracks upon a wall. An ancient carved in stone, I am my father's son. I see him when I look in the mirror, and I hear him in the strains of my voice. And the only time I see what I recall of me is in the man who was my boy.
Here's one from our Father's Day library by Jim Futtiglow, my father's son. And Buffalo Rose and Tom Paxton, did I give you the morning? Good morning to John, Matthew, Maddie. Nice to have you with us today. Larry is in Cross Fork today at the Smoked Country Jam for music. He He just got the correct answer to our high clue puzzle. So did John and Addie in East Deer, Bonnie up in Northeast Pennsylvania, Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania, Jim in Crapton Heights, and Tommy in Virginia. Both said somersault. And that's not exactly what we were looking for. Very close. Actually, Jim in Crafton Heights did get it. I think I misread your email because he was talking about the summer solstice. So please disregard my last bit of correspondence. I think I mentioned John and Addie also had it. Here is our high clue. Again, let's see if you can figure it out. A vertical turn with arms and legs extended that starts with your hands. A vertical turn with arms and legs extended that starts with your hands. Well, were you able to come up with the answer we were looking for? Cartwheel, cartwheel. Think about it. A vertical turn with arms and legs extended that starts with your hands. Cartwheel. That's what we were looking for. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up next hour.
Well, we never really knew how much we needed. Came into our lives, things were pretty nice. All the presents round the tree were mostly meant for me. That's how it's gotta be. We split them up evenly because you're worth it, maybe more. 'Cause now we're doing cartwheels,
cartwheels
and somersaults,
somersaults,
and it's all your fault.
All your fault.
Yeah, it's all your fault. It's you. Later on you'll be at school. I might act a little cool. When you pass me in the hall, I might just nod, that's all. But you know you're worth it, maybe more. You're probably a whole lot more. 'Cause now we're doing cartwheels,
cartwheels
and somersaults,
somersaults.
And it's all your fault,
all your
yeah,
fault.
It's all your fault. It's you we love.
Mama, can I hold her?
It's you. Could come along and make us realize how much we'd always missed her. Song sounds a little sad, but really we're just glad. I mean, out there in the backyard, just look at Mom and Dad. Yeah, they're doing cartwheels,
cartwheels
and somersaults,
somersaults,
and it's all your fault.
All your fault.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
That's Justin Roberts at the Saturday Light Brigade. Cartwheels and Somersaults, a song in celebration of a new sister. The album is called Meltdown. Can you do a cartwheel? If you Google how to do a cartwheel online, interestingly, there are hundreds of instructional videos and step-by-step directions. That's something that probably won't surprise you if you know me very well, that I was never able to master. I can remember Mr. Wingenroth in gym class in sixth grade required us all to do cartwheels. That was right up there with other feats of strength like the pommel horse and climbing up a 10-foot rope, grabbing a flag, and then shimmying down it, which I eventually did do, I'm proud to say. But cartwheels, I never could do them. And he made me do one once, and I wish I had intended to do this. I was 11. It was an accident. It was not intentional, but I kicked him in the head. He was spotting me. And with my arms and legs extended, my foot kicked him in the head. And he never asked me to do a cartwheel again. In retrospect, it was what you would call a happy accident. It was a good thing. I think he thought I meant to, and I certainly didn't. I don't think, put it this way, the reason I wasn't any good at cartwheels is right up there with the reason I probably could not have made contact with his head had I been trying. It's really tough when you wear glasses in sixth grade, not to mention kindergarten. Kelly McLaughlin is playing along online, and she also got cartwheel. Well done. Chaplain Steve is late to today's High Clue, but he said he was thinking of diving off of a diving board at the swimming pool. That kind of fits. That would work. A vertical turn with arms and legs extended that starts with your hands. We had a lot of guesses of somersault, too. Oh, Bruce said it could be a pirouette. I could see that, too. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in just a little bit. We have a lot from our Father's Day collection today, and here is one from Mary Flower. You'll probably recognize this.
Quiet as a mouse, Papa climbed up on top of the house. He made a lot of whoopee, he made a lot of noise. Stood up and cheered with the best of the boys. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, he won't come down. When the old blues go, baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town, sister's in the parlor, trying on the gown, mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. housetop, he won't come down. Chicken out in the yard, picked up a rock and he hit him hard. He hit him hard and he killed him dead. Now the chicken's in the gravy and the gravy's on the bread. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor, trying on again. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, he won't come down. Don't you cry, the blues is gonna leave you by and by. Papa came in and he sure was cold. Put the baby in the cradle and the blues outdoors. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor trying on again. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop, he won't come down. Top of the house, he made a lot of whoopee, he made a lot of noise. He stood up and cheered with the best of the boys. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor, trying on again. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the house top, he won't come down. No, he won't come down.
That's Mary Flower, Papa's on the Housetop. That's a song I always loved growing up. Thanks for the kind words about today's program. A quick note, if you missed last week's segments with pianist Henry Knudsen of Morgantown High School and singer-songwriter Erisi Watt, along with Jeremy Ferrara. Both are available on demand at neighborhoodvoices.org, along with lots of other SLB features. Stop by neighborhoodvoices.org, and later this year, we are going to revamp our audio on demand website. We've been working on it for quite a while. We pioneered the ability to deliver audio on demand. We were way ahead of the game when we launched neighborhoodvoices.org almost 15 years ago. And that was before social media really was a factor, and before other sites like SoundCloud and other places. We came up with our own way of doing it. And we've got a new way that we're excited that it's going to make our audio much easier to search, play, and share. And that'll be later this year. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, the Sound Hound is coming up. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC Clarion, WNJR Washington, plus internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
It was in the morning, a sunny Saturday. I turned on the TV and on the couch I lay, I watched my favorite program and another two or three. When my dad came in the room and said these words to me, "Son, turn off the TV, there's lots of things to do. Your bed's not made, the chores aren't done, the sun is shining too." I said, "Dad, I'm busy, I gotta watch this show. I guess I should've listened, but how was I to know?" 'Cause then he walked across the room and then he pulled the plug. He lifted up the television, he skipped across the rug. He opened up the window, and then I said, "Dad, no!" He gave the thing a heave, and I watched the TV go. Oh, Dad threw the TV out the window, the window. I think he's finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Oh, when I saw it go, when I heard the crash, I knew that things at our house would soon be changing fast. My dad looked out the window and he mumbled, "My oh my." My brother looked out too and said, "I'm gonna die." And that night after dinner, when we went to watch the set, all I found was nothing. I said, "How could I forget?" My brother fell down on the floor and moaned, "What will I do?" I said, "Why don't you move away?" He said, "The same to you." But then he told a joke, and I told two or three, and the one about the elephants made Dad fall on his knees. My mom did her impression of a duck that couldn't fly, that would've made you wet your pants and maybe even cry. All because Dad threw the TV out the window, the window. I think he's finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Well, life without the TV wasn't what I feared. I didn't really miss it, though some friends thought I was weird. I didn't miss commercials and all the blood and guts and all the stupid shows my brother watched that drove me nuts. But then one sunny Saturday, my dad could not be found. I looked high and low, and from his room I heard a sound. I walked into his room to see what it could be. I found my father hiding there, watching a TV. I said, "Oh, Dad, not really. You ought to be ashamed." He said, kind of sheepishly, "I just want to watch the game." I picked up the TV, I waltzed across the room, I gave the thing a heave, and I waited for the boom. Oh, I threw the TV out the window, the window. I think I finally cracked. I threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Oh, I threw the TV out the window, the window. I think I finally cracked. I threw the TV out the window.
Okay, hang on. He's okay. The sound hound wants
dogs. He don't know what's wrong.
To get
started. My flea has dogs. My flea has dogs. He don't know what's wrong. Oh, my flea has dogs. Collies, terriers, pugs, and poodles. Alicia's get mixed up like noodles. He must have about 99. Afghan longhairs and little cocker spaniels, all of them are named Daisy or Daniel, and all of them are his and none are mine. They yip and yap and howl at the moon, they bark at midnight, bark at noon, when they go parading.